الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سبح الله 100 بالغداة و100 بالعشي كان كمن حج 100 حجة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى commands us in the Quran Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, اُذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا Make the dhikr of Allah, and make the dhikr of Allah in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And keep on praising and glorifying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. In this verse of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us to keep ourselves busy with the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Morning, evening, person walking, talking, driving, lying down. Allah Ta'ala says, people of intelligence are those people, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا Those people, they remember Allah Ta'ala whilst they're standing, whilst they're sitting. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ And even whilst they are lying down. But they're all the time making the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was sitting with the Sahaba Ikiram, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, and he says to them, لا يزال لسانك رطبا عن ذكر الله. How nice if your tongues can remain moist all the time with the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us. And dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's many, many dhikrs that have been mentioned in the Quran and in the hadith. For example, the dhikr of subhanallah, the dhikr of alhamdulillah, the dhikr of la ilaha illallah, the dhikr of astaghfirullah, the dhikr of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are all different adhkar that has been mentioned in the Quran and in the hadith with different virtues for different dhikrs. But today specifically we're going to be discussing one particular dhikr, and that is the dhikr of subhanallah. The dhikr of subhanallah, this word tasbih that we use, this instrument that is used to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, we call it a tasbih. And the word tasbih means subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that if you look at all His creation and His makhluq, then Allah ta'ala says every creature of His is engaged in the zikr of subhanallah. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ The seven skies, the seven earths, everything in the seven skies and everything in the seven earths are all engaged with the zikr of subhanallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is being glorified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being praised by all His creation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when I went for mi'raj, Allah ta'ala showed me the malaika, and I had seen His malaika in different positions. There were some of the malaika who were in the position of qiyam,
like how we stand in salah. There were some malaika that were in a position of ruku. There were some in a position of sajda. There were some in the position of qa'da. And what were all the malaika doing in those positions? Wal malaikatu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. All the malaika busy making subhanallah, alhamdulillah. This is the dhikr that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prescribed for them. They also busy making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a rainy day, when we hear the thunder that is striking in the sky, to us it sounds like a loud noise. But that is also the sky making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. Out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the thunder that is roaring in the sky is also busy making subhanallah and alhamdulillah, making the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every creature of Allah is busy in the dhikr of subhanallah, is busy making the dhikr, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But is this a pity that you insan cannot understand how they are making the dhikr of Allah? That bird that is chirping in the tree, that horse that is neighing in the stable, that lion that is roaring in the jungle, they all are busy with the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us, O insan, when the whole makhluk, the trees that are standing in their places, the plants, the birds, the animals, the fish, the skies, the earth, the malaika, all are engaged in the dhikr of Allah, then why must you get left behind, O insan? You also engage yourself in the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we look at the simple dhikr like subhanallah is such a simple, easy thing. Any person can read it. In whichever condition a person can read it. Person is lying down. He doesn't have to even be in the state of wudu. A person is lying down in the night, in the day, whilst he's driving, whilst he's walking. He can be busy with the dhikr of subhanallah. A person accepts Islam today. He can learn the dhikr of subhanallah and carry on making the dhikr. Yes, he may take him time to learn Quran Kareem. He may take him time to perform his salah and learn the salah. But subhanallah, anyone can learn it immediately and start practicing on it and getting the great rewards. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our salah that we read, from the time we start our salah, we start off subhanaka Allahumma. We go into ruku, subhana rabbiyal azim. In sajda, subhana rabbiyal a'la. We finish our salah, we're making dua. At the end of our dua, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. We complete, we sit for the ta'lim at the back of the masjid while fazail amal is being read. At the completion of the ta'lim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la. We're coming out of the masjid, we're going down the stairs, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So many times in our lives, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, glorify Allah, glorify Allah, praise Allah. A person who says subhanallah, subhanallah means all glory belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person is praising, glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all the time. And so much of sawab, so much of reward for just mentioning the simple dhikr like subhanallah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, on the day of qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will erect a scale. And there'll be two pans to the scale. On one side, the good deeds of a believer will be weighed. On the other side, the evil deeds of a believer will be weighed. On the side of the good deeds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one subhanallah that a person says, at-tasbihu nisful mizan, that one subhanallah will fill half the pan of good deeds. If you just say subhanallah once, half the pan of good deeds will get filled, just with that one subhanallah. Walhamdulillahi yamla'uhu. And if he adds alhamdulillah to it, the whole pan of good deeds will get filled. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, subhanallah gharasun fil jannah. One subhanallah you make is one tree for you in Jannah. And one tree in Jannah is so large that it will take a rider 500 years to run in the shade of the tree, just for saying subhanallah once. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he mentions to them, man sabbaha Allah mi'atan bil ghadati. That person who says subhanallah 100 times in the morning, وَمِئَةً بِالْعَشِيِّ, and 100 times in the evening, كَانَ كَمَنْ حَجَّ مِئَةَ حَجَّ, أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah will give him the reward of 100 hajj sawab. 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. I was just timing it on the clock. It takes 1 minute to read 100 times Subhanallah. 1 minute it takes to read 100 times Subhanallah. Morning and evening a person reads, he gets the sawab of 100 hajj. Every person in his heart, he's got desire to go to Haramain Sharifain. He's got desire to go to Makkah Mukarramah and make hajj. There are those people who can afford to go for hajj. There are those people who can afford but not getting accredited. Yeah, every day if you're reading Subhanallah 100 times, morning, evening, 100 hajj sawab you're getting. Every day, leave alone only in the hajj season, every day we'll get so much of sawab. So this is the great rewards that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned for a person who just says this one word, Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions to the Sahaba ikram, he says, if only you know the sawab of Subhanallah, that one Subhanallah is greater than the whole mountain of Uhud. Outside Medina Munawwara, there's a huge mountain called Mount Uhud that's 18 miles long. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that one Subhanallah that you say is more weightier and greater in reward and sawab than that whole mountain of Uhud, provided you did it with ikhlas and sincerity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he's sitting there. He's saying, I'm watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very strange condition that's coming over his face. And then he stands up and he mentions to the Sahaba, is there any one of you that is here present who can do 1,000 good deeds in one day? 1,000 good deeds in one day. One Sahabi stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, is this ever possible for a person to do 1,000 good deeds in a day? Yes, a person can do 10 deeds, 15, 20 good deeds in a day, but 1,000 good deeds in one day, is this ever possible? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who reads Subhanallah 100 times, Allah will give him the rewards of doing 1,000 good deeds, and Allah will forgive 1,000 of his sins. Just for the simple zikr of making Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in our body we have 360 joints. And it's necessary for a Muslim every day to give sadaqah on behalf of every joint. Again the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward them immensely. They asked these questions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and provided answers for us till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention this, that is necessary to give sadaqah, and the sahabi stands up and he says, we cannot afford to give sadaqah on behalf of every joint of our body every day. Even if a person has to give, I'm saying in my words, 1 rand a day, that's 360 rand every day he must give in sadaqah. Is this possible for any person? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person reads salah is sadaqah, when he fasts is sadaqah, when he goes for hajj is sadaqah, when he makes salam is sadaqah, when he smiles is sadaqah, Subhanallah is sadaqah, Alhamdulillah is sadaqah, Allahu Akbar is sadaqah, La ilaha illallah is sadaqah, moving a harmful object from the road is sadaqah, helping a Muslim is sadaqah. All of this is regarded as sadaqah. And if a person cannot afford to give that sadaqah every day, by doing these actions of dhikr askar, a person will receive that sawab of sadaqah. So much of reward, so much of sawab, just for a simple dhikr like making Subhanallah. In the Fazail-e-Amal, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the chapter of Fazail-e-Zikr, he has mentioned over there an incident of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we know that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the muhaddith of this ummah. He has narrated the most amount of ahadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned about him that he used to have one string with 1,000 knots on it. We can picture a tasbih with 1,000 beads on it. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu would not sleep at night until he read Subhanallah on every one of those knots. This was his ma'mool and his practice, that every day before sleeping, he would recite 100 times, 1,000 times Subhanallah, and then only would he go to sleep. There's another incident that is mentioned in the Fazail al-Zikr about a person by the name of Sirri Saqati rahmatullahi alayh. He says, I was going on a journey once, and I came across a great pious person by the name of Ali al-Jurjani rahimahullah. And this Ali al-Jurjani rahimahullah, he says, I found something strange about him, that when he would sit down to eat, then he wouldn't partake of meals like how we would eat. For example, at night, when you're eating, you'll have some roti or some bread that is baked. So the flour will be made into dough, and the dough would then be baked into bread or roti, and then a person would partake of it. But this person would just take the flour and he would mix it in water and he would stir it and he would drink it, and that would be his meal for the night. So as the Sirri Saqati Rahmatullah Ali explained to him, he says, I find this very strange that you do not eat bread like how we all would eat, but you drink it in this manner. So he says that I found, there was a time when I used to eat bread the conventional way, but I found that in that time, that it takes me to break one piece of bread, put it into my mouth, chew it and swallow it, I can read Subhanallah 70 times more. As a result, for the last 40 years, I've stopped eating bread in this manner, just so that I can recite so many more times, Subhanallah. There's one great Shafi'i scholar, by the name of Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh. He has written a commentary on Bukhari Sharif, and up till this day, any ustad or any student who is studying Bukhari Sharif, or who's teaching Bukhari Sharif, is indebted to Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh for this commentary that he has written, Fathul Bari fi Sharhi Sahih al-Bukhari. This commentary that he has written on Bukhari Sharif. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh was a great scholar of the 9th century. And he had written many, many kitabs in his lifetime. So many books that ulama-i-kiram say that if we today have to try and just read his books, will not be able to complete all the books that he had written in his lifetime. So many kitabs he had written. So whilst he used to be writing his kitabs and his books, obviously in that day and age, there were no ballpoint pens like how we have today. He would have a reed and he would dip it in the ink pot and he would write in this manner. So obviously the time that he spent in writing the kitab is time spent in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And the hadith says also the ink of a scholar is weightier on the scale of good deeds than the blood of a martyr. So he would be writing his kitabs, and obviously the kitabs that he would be writing, he was engaged in the ibadat of Allah. But every now and then that reed would get blunt, and he would need to sharpen it. Now he would take that knife, and at the time while sharpening that reed to continue his writing, he would be reciting, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So that time also is not wasted, it's also spent in the ibadat and in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, here a great lesson for me and you, that when we're doing our day-to-day things, how nice if our women folk could take this lesson, that whilst they are with their knives cutting their potatoes and onions and whatever else, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Again, their tongues are busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakat of the dhikr comes in the food as well. So to keep ourselves busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 23rd para of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the story of Yunus alayhi salam. Wa inna Yunusa lamina al mursaleen. Id abaqa ila al fulki al mashhoon, fasahama fakana min al mudhadeen. Allah ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, very great Nabi of Allah. There was a command that Allah ta'ala had given him to give da'wah to a certain group of people. And when he had seen clouds of azab and punishment coming on them, he left and he went away on a ship. In the ship, he was thrown out of the ship and he was swallowed by a whale. In the darkness of the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, there was no one to save Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, save Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He cried out at that moment, وَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ He shouted out for help to Allah Ta'ala. And he praised and he glorified Allah Ta'ala by saying, Subhanak, that all glory be to you, O Allah. Indeed, I have wronged myself. Allah Ta'ala commanded that whale that now take him to the shore and throw him out to the safety of the shore and save him from being into your stomach. The whale came and threw Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam out, and he was saved from the stomach of that whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ If at this occasion Yunus alayhi salam did not glorify Allah, he did not read Subhanallah at this time, لَلَبِسَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ He would have stayed in the stomach of that fish till the day of Qiyamah. But because he praised and glorified Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, respected elders and brothers, there may be times in our lives where we're not in the darkness of the whale, or we're not in the darkness of the stomach of the fish, but there may be other darknesses in our lives, difficulties, hardships that we go through. At these occasions, let us find the time to praise and glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ta'ala. To learn that lesson from Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming into the masjid, facing towards the Qibla, praising Allah ta'ala, reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, by reciting this tasbihat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove the darknesses from our lives, the difficulties and the hardships that we are having, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring light and goodness once again into our lives. Many of us may have attended a Khatme Bukhari Jalsa, where the Bukhari Sharif is completed. And that famous hadith is recited, the last hadith of Bukhari, an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatani habibatani ilal rahman, khafifatani ala lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. That there are two words which are very beloved to Allah, very weighty on the scales of good deeds, and very light for a believer to read on his tongue. And what is those two words? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Yeah, on this Khatme Bukhari, occasion of Khatme Bukhari, you'll find that there's detailed explanation on reciting the simple zikr like subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. I remember many years ago in our madrasa, at the occasion of a Khatme Bukhari jalsa, the guest speaker that was speaking mentioned that when he was a young boy and he had come across this hadith, man qala subhanallah wa bihamdihi mi'atan fi yawmin, that person who recites subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in the day, that person who recites subhanallah wa bihamdihi, this is the first part of this hadith, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a person who recites it 100 times in the day, huttat khatayahu wa in kanat misl zabadil bahr, Allah will forgive all his sins even if it's equal to the foam on the ocean. Person who recites 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Again, one day I timed it on the clock, how long it takes to recite subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times? 1.5 minutes. 1.5 minutes it takes to recite subhanallah wa bihamdihi. How this alim who gave that Khatme Bukhari Jalsa, he explained, he says, from that day till today, by the grace of Allah, I have never missed out reciting this 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdihi. How wonderful and excellent a practice it would be for all of us as well. If we can also just sit with the tasbih and recite for 1.5 minutes, 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdihi, every day our sins will be forgiven, even if it's equal to the foam on the ocean. My respected elders and friends, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is narrated by Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was that person who was married to the most beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. And she, being the queen of the women of Jannah, she would grind the corn with her own hands. As a result, blisters would form on her fingers. She would fetch the water from the well in a leather bag and carry it on her shoulders. As a result, the marks from the leather straps would leave imprints on her shoulders. She would sweep the house herself, and the dirt and the dust from the house would come onto her clothing, and she would cook the food herself. As a result, her clothes would always be smelling of smoke. This was the condition of the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Ali radiallahu anhu says, one day I told her, go to your father and go ask him for a servant to help you and assist you with your household work. She says when she went there, when she came there, she saw there were some men that were standing by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of shyness, she came back home without asking her father. A woman obviously has haya in her. She knows she can't go and mix up when there's other men over there. So she shyly came away and she came back to her home. The next day her father, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to her house. And told her, Fatima, yesterday I saw you came to my place. Was it something that you needed? She says out of shyness, she couldn't mention her need to her father. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I spoke up and I mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam her condition. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that occasion mentioned to her, oh my beloved daughter, should I not teach you something that will be better for you than a servant in your home? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, every night before sleeping recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. This will be better for you than having a servant in your home. According to another riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that recite it after every farz salah. After every farz salah, recite this. This will be better for you than a servant. As Ali radiallahu anhu says that this was the gift that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to her to his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. And that is why this tasbih is called Tasbih Fatima. As Ali radiallahu anhu says, from that day onwards,
My wife and I, we never missed out this tasbih before sleeping and after salah. We would make sure that we practiced on it every single day of our lives. So one of the narrators, he says, he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that you say you read it after every salah on every day of your life. Tell me, in the battles that you were fighting, during the war, were you reciting it at that time as well? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu replied, he said, by the grace of Allah, even in the battles of Siffin and Jamal, I still made that zikr and I never missed it out. I never missed it out at all. Again, my respected elders and brothers, this important zikr that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, to make the zikr of tasbih Fatimi after every namaz. In the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, his grandson came to visit us at the madrasa. So he was just mentioning about his nana, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi. And he says, one thing I noticed about my grandfather, he was very, very particular about this tasbih Fatima after every salah. And he says, with ihtimam he would recite, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Counting on his fingers, he would recite this. So he says, we used to ask him that, Nana, I mean, so much of ihtimam and so particular you are about reciting this thing. So he says, why, when our sheikh gives us one zikr, we'll never miss it out for anything in the world. This is the zikr that is prescribed to us by none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we ever miss the zikr out? And he says, you are so particular about this. In one occasion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving targhib to the women folk that they should make the zikr, he told them, وَعَقِدْنَا بِالْأَنَامِلِ, count the zikr on your fingers. فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَسْؤُولَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, your fingers will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. And they will bear testimony to Allah. Say, oh Allah, he used his hands to make your dhikr. He used his fingers to make your dhikr, oh Allah. So to be, try and make the dhikr after every salah. We can make it either before our sunnats or after our sunnats. After fajr and after asr, there's no sunnats. Zuhar, asr and maghrib, if you want, before our sunnats or after our sunnats, we make ihtimam of making the dhikr. And before sleeping, in this way, every day we'll be planting for ourselves 600 trees in Jannah. Simple amal, but great amount of sawab and reward that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us for just making the simple zikr. My respected elders and friends, I'll end on this one incident. In the Fazail-e Sadaqat, which is a masterpiece that has been written by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this kitab we should all read in our masjids and in our homes every day. Every jamaat that goes out in a part of Allah Ta'ala, this is part of their nisab and their curriculum, part of their syllabus, that they read this entire kitab out whilst they are out in a part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned one beautiful incident about the great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salam. See, Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salam was that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had blessed him not only with nubuwat, but with kingdom as well. And such a kingdom which no king before him ever had. He ruled over the north and the south. He ruled over the west and the east. He ruled the entire world. He ruled over humankind and jinnkind. He could speak the language of the birds. He could speak the language of the ants. He could speak the language of the fish. Allah gave him control over the winds, that if he needed to go anywhere, the winds would take him. Such a great, such a powerful Nabi of Allah, that never before him or never after him will any king have such a kingdom. On one occasion, he was going on a journey and the winds were carrying him and his entire army. Entourage of men on his right, entourage of jinn on his left. Birds formed a canopy over his head to shade him from the heat of the sun. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam in the middle of this entire entourage, and they're flying in the sky in this manner. On this occasion, one saintly person came out of his house and he looked up towards the sky. And he sees this beautiful manzar before him. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and his whole kingdom flying in the skies. He just looked at them and he said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, all glory belongs to Allah. He was so surprised to see this. Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this. Immediately he commanded the wind, bring me down to this person. And when he came down, he knocked on the door of the saintly person. Person was surprised to see Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam there. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, what is it that you said? I heard you saying something. What is it that you said? He said, when I looked at you flying in the sky in this manner, I was so surprised that I just said, Subhanallah, in amazement at what I was seeing. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam mentioned to him, I take a qasam in the name of Allah, I take a qasam in the name of Allah that one subhanallah that you said is greater than the whole kingdom of Sulaiman, because the kingdom of Sulaiman will perish one day, and the subhanallah that is written in the book of deeds of a believer will remain till the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders and friends, Allah give us tawfiq. Simple zikr that have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to recite subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. So much of sawab, so much of reward. Our beards are all getting whiter every day. Time is getting closer for us to reach our qabars. The time has come for us to now prepare for our akhirat. Prepare for our qabar. The day we meet Allah Ta'ala, we know we have prepared ourselves properly, and we can meet Allah Ta'ala in a condition Allah is happy with us. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.